This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By the way, it's Monday. June 22nd
is
upon us. Yes, it is. It's the two-thirds mark in the first full day, really, of sunshine, lollipops, and roses. I just posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan. The days get shorter now. what the heck? Why not? I love it when you wake up in the morning and the sun is out. It's really very cool. There's something about waking up in the middle of winter when it's dark. Although when I'm in California, when I wake up, it's always dark.
I have to tell you, this is my favorite time of year, because after this program, I have to jump in my car and go off and do another show. And it actually is a little bit light when I leave the house. And I am so grateful for that, because usually I'm operating in pitch black. And it's
right, exactly.
It's nice this time of year.
Yes, it is. All right, so let's travel to Chaz, shall we?
The once peaceful utopia of Chaz.
Yes.
Yeah, really kind of a violent weekend. We talked a little bit earlier about the shooting in Minneapolis. There were 60 shootings, I think, on Saturday alone in the city of Chicago. And all
New York
of
had a bad weekend, too.
Yeah, New York had 22 shootings, right? Something like that. There was a shooting. It's trending right now on Twitter in Charlotte. There was like a celebration of Juneteenth, and they had this big block party, and a person ended up getting shot there. So it's been really kind of a violent time, and certainly people's emotions are high. People are starting to get back out of the house, and the weather is getting nicer, and I think that is all contributing to it. But in any case, there is this occupied zone of Seattle called, well, originally it was Chaz. I mean, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And then I guess the council got together and changed the name to the Capitol Hill Occupy Protest. So they call themselves CHOP. So whatever you call it, Chaz or CHOP, it was also very violent there this weekend. And further proof for me that these people need to be disbanded. It was the mayor and the governor the governor didn't even know, he said, that this was happening. The mayor said, oh, this is just like a peaceful street fair. Well, apparently that peaceful street fair has no longer can call itself peaceful, because on Saturday there were two people who were shot. One of them died. He was a 19-year-old kid who had just graduated from high school the day before. And police tried to get in when they heard the reports of the shooting. The police tried to get in, and they were literally pushed out by protesters. There was the Chaz ambulance, apparently, which was a group of people trying to get the person to the hospital, but this kid, 19 years old, died. Also, at that same time, a nurse who was trying to help people at the scene, was just trying to do some good, noticed that on the hood of a car in Chaz, there was just a person who laid there stabbed. And so she fashioned some sort of tourniquet and tried to get medical attention for him as well. And then last night, another shooting in Chaz. At some point, these elected officials who are trash bags in Washington need to fix this. They need to get together, and they need to figure out what to do to make this stop, because now people are dying. I mean, it was cute for a while. People were complaining about their businesses. We could write it off as kind of a peaceful protest. But now that people are dying, young kids are dying, it's got to stop.
I think I suggested that when we talked about this last week, that these things, there was something about it that raised my ire, or, if you will, my attention. You can't just let this stuff go on in isolated sections. Although you were talking about Chicago. Chicago, in terms of not sections, not boroughs like New York City, or the community I live in, has five little villages. But in Chicago, it's what gang controls what part of town. And that's other than downtown Chicago. Pretty much there are quadrants around Chicago that are controlled by gangs, and they just seem to give in and give over to them. Why isn't there, if I were living in Chicago, we have a new station that's in suburban Chicago, I'd want some action, wouldn't you? Again, you're paying the bill. Why do we have these people that actually literally control turf in one of the nation's biggest and most wonderful cities? And the police don't do anything about it. Or they seem not, they have the power to do it, right? They're the bosses. Aren't they supposed to control these things? I've never understood, actually. I probably should, in my own naivete, if that's what it is, how it is that various places in various cities around the country are controlled by gangs. Like Los Angeles. There are gangs that control some of the streets in Los Angeles. What do we have the police for? What are you, afraid of these guys? And if you are, why are you afraid of them? What do they have that you don't? We're spending all this money on armament for the police and all the so why is it that if you're in a face down, if that's what's the right word that I'm looking for, if you're
showdown.
Showdown with these guys, you don't have the bigger weapons?
I think they're major failures. Before comparing Chicago to L.A., because there's probably some comparisons, I think Chicago has a lot of questions to answer. There's so much black-on-black violence. There is so much, I think, it's just a huge, we want to talk about systemic problems. Let's talk about the systemic problem that exists in Chicago, where this stuff is just allowed to happen, number one, by law enforcement, and number two, it's continued to happen, and we don't pay much attention to it. We talk about the number of cases of police officers killing people. We should also be talking about the number of cases of people killing people in these cities, and why is it happening? Is it a gang thing? Is it a drug thing? Is it a whatever thing? Is it a family, a breakdown of the family structure? I don't know. But somehow it can't get glossed over, I think, because you've got, I mean, that's like huge. There were 9 people that died, but 60 people shot? No, that should not be happening. That's like a war zone, not a city.
Yeah.
And
so who's
the failure
in control?
Would go from
this is one of the failures of the police,
mayor?
Isn't it? Isn't this
yeah,
a failure of the
so.
Police or leadership? You know,
And to answer your question about gangs in L.A., it's actually, believe it or not, better than it was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, my mom started substitute teaching, and she went into a couple of schools in some pretty bad areas of town, and she was told never to wear red or blue because she'd be targeted as someone who would either be a Crip or Blood, depending on the color. So
wow.
She didn't know that. I think she went in wearing a blue dress one day to teach, and someone said, you know, not to do that. That it shows your allegiance, even at the level of the teacher. So that was problematic, I think, in our area, really, when I was a lot younger. But now there's like these databases, and again, we're looking at revamping police departments. There's a database that they track high-profile gang members, and it, just over the weekend, the LAPD suspended the use of what they called the Cal Gang database after they say that some officers were guilty of falsifying information to put into that document. So now what could have been helpful in tracking this has been part of the corruption of what's going on.
What's happening in terms of enforcing the wearing of masks as we set examples in various parts of the country? Is there a law enforcement, speaking about what law enforcement shouldn't be doing, is there a law enforcement presence from the people on the top demanding that the enforcement of wearing masks be followed?
Well, I don't know about the rest of the country, but
California, it's a law now, right?
Or it's now executive action by Gavin Newsom.
So what does it mean? If you're not wearing a mask, you get arrested?
Literally everywhere. That's the question. What does it mean? Because not only are you pulling police off, you're defunding police, local police, you know, mm-hmm. departments are being defunded. Right. How are you going to put them out on tracking this? And they actually did an interview. One of the local news outlets did an interview with our Attorney General, Javier Becerra, who's like, well, I don't really know how we're going to enforce this, but yet that was the governor's rule. And it's excessive. It's not just about when you're out or in public places. This
governor
is like
in an
office. When you're by yourself in an office, you still have to be wearing a mask. And I don't know. I think for a lot of people who are, there are a lot of health issues that come from wearing a mask all day, too, especially if you're not around people. I do it when I'm around people to be polite more than anything else.
I do, too. Yeah,
but
I do.
If you're sitting by yourself in an office or if you're walking outside and you're just going for exercise
nonsense.
And no one's around you, come on.
It's nonsense. So, but in this circumstance, here's another example of police being asked to do something. First of all, they don't know what they're supposed to do. And secondly, shouldn't be their job. If you want to have somebody enforcing these sorts of things. Or how much enforcement for this do we need under the circumstances? If you aren't conscious enough to be caring about your fellow man, then there's something wrong with you.
Well, and I think he's not also thinking about the time, the timing of this, because just imagine what would happen if somehow somebody feels like Black Americans are being targeted more by police and they're going up to them because they're not wearing a mask. Let's pretend that the police do enforce this. I don't believe that any police force in the state is going to. In fact, I have friends in Orange County in the Sheriff's Department, Riverside Sheriff, who said that I have no intention, because I don't think it's constitutional, of enforcing this. But let's say they do. And let's say they start going up to Blacks or to Latinos more than they start going up to white people for not wearing a mask. Are we just going to be throwing gasoline on a fire that's already really emotional and burning? I don't know.
All right. We talked about Aunt Jemima. It appears Eskimo Pie is going the way of the wind as well, because that's derogatory. Eskimo pie. So what do we call them? It's black covering on vanilla ice cream. It's really terrible ice cream. It's a terrible treat.
That's really your issue with it. It's just bad ice cream.
Terrible ice cream. Right.
What's funny is it's actually reading the story over the weekend made me start. I haven't had an Eskimo pie in years, and I always remembered liking them as a kid. But
well, they're fun. The chocolate melts all over your hands and get all over your face. It's cool. But the brand. Now, because Eskimo is a term we're not supposed to use anymore? Is that what I'm to get out of this? Eskimo is somehow prejudicial? What do we call the people that live, Native Alaskans?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. Enough, I get the...
Yeah, it's not new. Like, a few years ago, I made a comment. I'm like, oh, an Eskimo kiss, because that's what my mom used to call it when she'd rub noses with me, remember?
Yeah.
You would do an Eskimo kiss? And I said it to someone, they're like, oh, you can't say that anymore. And I thought,
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what we call them.
Yeah, they're Native Alaskans or whatever. Okay, enough of this silly stuff. Let's talk about how well I rested this weekend on my new MyPillow sheets, the Giza sheets, dream sheets. Hope you got a set for your father for Father's Day and you kept a set for yourself, because that's how it works, you know, now. The BOGO deal continues. Buy one, get one free. Fabulous offer. And it really came in handy. Well, I didn't. I didn't order a set for my father, because where he is right now wouldn't do him much good. But I hope you ordered one for your father and you kept a set for yourself. Giza Dream Sheets, just one of the dozens of things that are on special right now. The BOGO sale continues. Go to Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And if you've already got the Giza sheets, get those new towels, man. Those are fab. If you don't have enough pillows to go around your house, order them. If you spend more than $200, the folks at MyPillow will finance it for you. All made in America. So if you've decided that you want to use the best sheets, the best pillows, the best beddings in the world, go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, for the BOGO deal when you use the code DJV.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Enough playing with my sound effects. Sound, speaking of that, 23 and change after on the Monday DJV program. Here's Beyonce, who has dropped a surprise new song called Black Parade. I suppose it makes sense to have done it on Juneteenth, right? Let's crank this up and see what we think of it, Victoria. You listen to it?
Yep.
Front to back, what do you think?
I like it. It sounds like it kind of maybe was done at the same time that she did Lemonade, which was her album from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound brand new.
Yeah.
Maybe it is, and that's just her style now, but yeah.
Well, she announced
the
new initiative.
Honestly, I think the initiative that it's tied to is better than the song.
Right. To support black-owned businesses, which is something I would like to think we can support businesses no matter who owns them. But I think there have been a lot of problems with black-owned businesses being able to borrow money. That's the biggest problem I see for small entrepreneurs who are black.
Yep.
It's a big problem getting money. Happy Juneteenth weekend, she posted. I hope we continue to share joy and celebrate each other, even in the midst of struggle. Please continue to remember our beauty, strength, and power. Soon after the announcement, she released the single Black Parade, her first new solo music since her contributions to The Lion King and that companion album last year called A Gift. Black Parade benefits Be Good's Black Business Impact Fund, administered by the National Urban League, to support black-owned small businesses that are in need. The Black Parade site also provides a directory of black-owned businesses ranging from art and design, restaurants, beauty products, lifestyle, wellness, bookstores, and more things underscored. But
the small business loans that happened after the COVID pandemic,
right.
I read some really disturbing stats that black-owned businesses, small businesses, got like the smallest percentage of
no surprise there. They're administered mostly by the big banks, and the big banks are horribly racist when it comes to loaning money. Look at their record. Going back to the Reconstruction era, the big banks like J.P. Morgan, they're all the same.
But what consumers can do, and we're very powerful as consumers. We put our money where we want to put our money. And if banks won't help small businesses, whether it's black-owned or otherwise,
consumers have the real power here to keep these businesses afloat. And I think it's great that she put together this whole registry, because I know I have bought black-owned beauty products to try to support small businesses. My friends have been shopping around looking for black-owned businesses to support on, you know, on the small scale. And yeah. I think that's important to remember, that as consumers, yes, this is frustrating to hear about these things, but we have a lot of power.
And power to the people, man. The power of the people is so much bigger than the people who are in power. Remember that. Next up here, 26 after the hour, Alicia Keys has to tell the story of a grieving mother whose child was murdered. New song is called Perfect Way to Die. Song chronicles the unjust killings of innocent lives, discusses the upcoming problems with police brutality, systemic racism. Lots of people, and justifiably so, concerned about this. As the story in the song unfolds, it alludes to the deaths of Michael Brown and Sandra Bland, the protests that followed and continue, in fact. Alicia says, quote, "Of course there's no perfect way to die. This phrase doesn't even make sense, but that's what makes the title so powerful and heartbreaking, because so many have died unjustly. It's written from the point of view of the mother whose child has been murdered. We all know none of these innocent lives should have been taken away because of the culture of police violence." Those are her words. Perfect Way to Die appears in her upcoming seventh studio album, Alicia, which comes out this fall. Earlier in the month, Alicia participated in a video campaign that calls for the officers involved in the killing of Breonna Taylor to be fired and arrested. She also signed Rock Nation's letter demanding justice for Ahmaud Arbery.
Those officers still not arrested in the Breonna Taylor case.
Pretty damned outrageous. 28 minutes now past the hour on today's DJV program.
At least you'll stay forever young. I guess you'll pay.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people were fatally shot and seven other people were wounded in a shooting at a Charlotte Juneteenth celebration, according to police in that North Carolina city, who say five other people were struck by vehicles after the overnight shootings. Police say they responded to a call of a pedestrian being struck by a vehicle when they found hundreds of people in the streets nearby. The chief says there was evidence of multiple shooters. No arrests have been made. NASCAR is investigating a noose found in the garage of Bubba Wallace yesterday at Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace is the only full-time black top-level NASCAR driver. He says he's increasingly saddened, and it serves as a reminder of how much further the nation has to go. NASCAR says in a release it is angry and outraged. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Phase 2 of New York City's reopening after the worst of the coronavirus shutdown beginning today. It includes barbershops, hair salons, and outdoor dining. More than 300,000 New Yorkers are also expected to return to their workplaces today. A long-running bid to make the nation's capital city a state is going to resume this week as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes. So, they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic.
Shark attacks way down this year in American waters, and experts believe it's because beaches have been closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Only 15 shark attacks have been reported worldwide from January through May. The University of Florida's International Shark Attack File is reporting the long-term average for the first 5 months of the year would be 25. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Duty 34 after the hour here. Everything is reopening today, it would seem, Victoria. It's the DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Yes, wouldn't you say we are all pretty much
we're
around the country?
There.
I think pretty much. All right, I have to say this. I just saw, and I was going to say this for Chuck Curry, but he's not with us later today, that Mary Poppins has been branded racist by an academic organization because of the scene in the movie where they have soot on their faces. What the hell is the matter with people?
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying to you, why and how this gets
Are they
going to
really, next ban Titanic because everybody who worked down in the steam engine also had soot on their faces?
Yeah,
is that the next
right.
movie? That
yeah,
gets,
this is what we're I'm talking about. This is nuts. This is nuts.
I mean,
nuts,
I'm not. In nuts. Some cases, with the I don't know why we don't need. I don't agree with having our Army and Navy bases named after Confederate generals. I think we should replace them with presidents' names or whatever. So, and some of the statues, I don't think we need them around. But in this case, this is too far. That's just too far.
It's nuts. All right, now. There is, I think we need enough on the black stuff today. Back to COVID, the Chinese virus, and what's going on in a hotel. This is pretty eerie. Good, this is a good ad for MyPillow.
Yeah,
maybe I'll
well,
save this for the next MyPillow ad.
Yeah.
Tell us what you found out.
So as things are opening up, hotels are starting to reopen. Depending on where you are, they may already be open. And Airbnb bookings are through the roof. So when this pandemic began, everyone from stock analysts to business experts, they all said that this would be the end of Airbnb, that Airbnb would go out of business because people had these empty rentals with, you know, they'd have to sell them off. That didn't happen, thankfully, and now Airbnb bookings are up like over 150% or something like that. It's a crazy number, and people they've been under lock, you know, in lockdown, and everyone wants to go somewhere, but they don't want to fly, so they want to drive, which makes sense. It's the safest way to travel. I guess they used to say that was about air travel, but anyway, so people are planning summer vacations.
The safest way in terms of losing your life. In a normal way, but yeah, this is
right now. Who knows? Yeah, right. So the Mayo Clinic and Northwestern Medicine, experts from both of those institutions, have been fielding a series of questions on what's the risk of doing certain activities. So the most recent is, what's the risk of getting COVID-19 if you stay in a hotel or an Airbnb? Now, these experts have classified this as a medium risk. And they said the risk of staying in an accommodation like Airbnb or a hotel is primarily related to whether someone who was infected stayed in the room before you and used some of the common areas. So that's really what the main danger is. There have been reports of detection of the virus on certain surfaces in hotel rooms, especially one study. This is a little weird, but especially one study that showed relatively high levels on pillows and pillowcases, where someone who was ill stayed in that room and the virus has lingered on the pillows. So now you can make the argument, first of all, I find that to be kind of weird, because we've been told for 4 months now that the virus lives on hard surfaces and not necessarily on fabrics and things like that. So how the virus is detected more on pillows and pillowcases is a little bit strange. That's new information to me, at least. And then the second thing is, a lot of people like to travel with their own pillow, and but then if you're still putting your own pillow on a bed that's not yours and you're in an Airbnb, then I love the MyPillow that you can wash and dry it, so as soon as you get home, you can wash your pillow and bring it with you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we should – are we encouraged to travel now with our own pillow so that – we are in control of that, at least? Or does that just spread more germs and brings the virus into your home?
It's crazy.
I think that's
man.
Probably the next thing that people have to think about. Anyway, the experts all concluded that if you were booking an Airbnb or if you're booking a hotel, ask about the cleaning protocols. Ask about, you know, what they're doing to prevent the spread of the virus. And then when you get into the Airbnb or the room itself, and this is something that Dr. Oz said at least 15 years ago, that there are certain things in hotel rooms that you should clean yourself and disinfect. Right. The remote control is
gross.
Never clean. That's one of the dirtiest things in the entire hotel room.
Gross.
Any of the menu books, you know, for room service or, you know, any of that stuff, it never gets cleaned. So bring some disinfectant wipes and do a really good, thorough cleaning yourself. In the room as soon as you get in. Don't unpack your luggage until everything is cleaned.
So there's the Jerusalem Post, which I subscribe to because, you know, I'm very interested in what's going on in Israel. It just fascinates me what they do over there. And they've got some research that's published in today's Jerusalem Post that suggests that the China virus is weakening and may very possibly die out without a vaccine, that is, by the end of the year. We all know that it's going to go up, it'll surge, and if you haven't got any common sense at all, you'll be in denial about what will happen this fall. It's going to go up and it's going to be worse, and then it'll go back down again. But I remember the SARS virus. There was no vaccine for that, and it died out. We were talking earlier, and I more than ever believe this, Victoria, how these viruses, they mutate, they're around us all the time, and in this thing would never... There are COVID... Look at the side of the Lysol, the disinfectant that's been around forever. It says, destroys COVID. This is COVID-19.
Destroys coronavirus.
Yeah, okay.
But so coronavirus is also the technical term for the common cold. They're all, and like you said earlier, they're all related. There are strains of this that are all related.
That's all. And this strain was created in the laboratory from stuff that's already around, and it is the fact that we are still not dealing with the Chinese the way we ought to be is just it makes me so disappointed in humanity that we're back to the greed. We got to get things in China because they're cheap. No, you need to stay away. You heard me a couple of weeks ago decry something has been very quiet, but I'm going to blow my horn on this one because I think it is a very, very dangerous precedent. The government has okayed foreign ownership of radio stations in our country. There's nothing I can imagine allowing broadcast companies to tap into all this overseas money. You know as well as I do, and I don't even know what they're thinking. Even the National Association of Broadcasters says, well, because of COVID-19, we have a lot of companies that are weak and they need foreign capital. Why? Why can't we have American capital put into it? You know as well as I do, the Chinese are going to come in, they're going to buy up radio stations, radio groups, radio networks, and the next thing you know, they're going to control whatever the thought process is, whatever is programmed. You can see it with some of these subversive sort of companies that have ulterior motives as to, you know, the ownership, why they're on. I think this the K-Love Foundation, do you know about them?
No.
It's a national group. They're buying up stations all over the place.
Chinese group?
No, it's not a Chinese group. It's an American. Wow. Now that you mention it, I don't know whether there's Chinese money in it or not. It's one of the most cloaked companies, and they beg for money on the air. They do have some advertising, but it's this soupy, syrupy kind of philosophy of life that reminds me of what do you call it in California? It reminds me of the Scientologists.
Sounds,
like a more a subtle version of that stuff.
I think you're right. I think the danger in having China involved in our radio stations and our broadcast companies, if you look at what they've done in the movie business, and you see movies a lot more than most people, anytime you can always tell a movie that it has been backed with Chinese money because there's always propaganda in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's always about how great China is or how great
it's like the God movies, all the propaganda and those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Except I don't
that's
think
not necessarily
God
bad,
is
gonna, just,
you're right.
Yeah,
but
right.
In this case, you know, and the censorship that's already been applied to movies that have Chinese-backed studios, like the money that comes from China, it's a very clear manipulation of the story, and it's a very clear piece of propaganda. And the Chinese, they want to infiltrate America. Of course they do. How many stories now in the last couple of weeks have we told here on the show of people, Chinese nationals, being arrested for trespassing and taking footage and video and photos of various places, whether it's a military base or public monuments? Something is definitely up, and it's on the rise, and they're doing it in a very subversive way. And this is one of the ways, this is a tactic.
Yep, sure is. The Navy has changed its mind again in the case of Captain Brett Crozier. This is crazy. They investigated this fellow was the captain of the Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier. He raised concerns about the spread of the Chinese virus on his ship. He was fired, then he was put back on the ship, and now he's been fired again. He's not eligible for any other commands either. Rear Admiral Stuart Baker says he can stay in the Navy. In reviewing both Admiral Baker and Captain Crozier's actions, they did not do enough soon enough to fulfill their primary obligation. They did not effectively carry out our guidelines to prevent the spread of the virus.
So wait a second. So this is the guy who kind of blew the whistle on it.
Right.
They wanted to fire him for even admitting that the virus was
a
real thing.
And they
now they're firing
that it was
him
a problem,
again.
And now they're firing him because
he didn't do enough. Poor,
well, yeah, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
This is military crazy.
What are they covering up? Because this just reeks of a cover-up to me.
Yeah, that's
it. Me, thinking about conspiracy
theories. Yeah,
now.
Right, yep. Okay, a big change is this summer in Nathan's Hot Dog stands, and the eating contest that they have every year, 4th of July. The coronavirus is a problem. So how are they going to do this? What are they? How do they put everybody together? Are
well,
they
no fans.
Social distancing? Nobody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The contestants will be spread out. They're going to have a 30-foot long table separated by 6 feet. The MC will be 6 feet away from them. And instead of, I forget how many people they normally have competing, they're going to cut that down. So I think it's only going to be, it'll be five instead of the normal 15 to 20. So Joey Chestnut and some tiny skinny little girl who usually ends up in second place, which is a miracle. They're going to do all of that, and now they usually get about 100,000 people that watch this.
Like it was a sporting event, for God's sake.
Yes, it will be on ESPN, no crowds will be allowed to watch.
Yeah. In a moment, I don't know whether I should do this now or in a moment. I'm going to do it now because it makes my blood boil to look at it. There's a picture floating around on social media of a couple in Africa that were kissing as they sit behind the corpse of a beautiful lion that they just shot and killed. Now, I can't imagine anything much more gross than this. It made me at first tear up. There's nothing much more proud. Are the lions dangerous? Yeah, if you're a human being, you don't go traipsing in amongst the lions, but they have their own existence. Humans don't need to be with them. And the fact that they are allowed to do this, to hunt and kill these beautiful, proud beasts, is something that disgusts me. Mm-hmm. And I look at the two of these people, this bimbo and her husband, whoever it was, who are kissing over the corpse of a lion, and they're just moronic. So I just posted
when you really hope karma does exist, right?
Yeah,
when you
right,
really
exactly.
hope,
Yeah.
I mean, and we've seen stories like some poacher got killed by a different elephant or something, an elephant poacher, and then was killed by a different elephant. That's karma. Yeah. And so I'm sorry, if you have such little respect and regard for another living being, then you've got it. You watch
anybody
out. Buckle up because you've got it coming at you.
Yeah. So I posted FU on their site.
Good.
Excuse me. All right, let's get to losing some weight. Shall we do that? Getting on to the heat of the summertime. You want to go out and look your best at the pool or at the beach. It's the best way to do it. We've been through all kinds of other events. Certainly we have this year. All kinds of ways of losing weight. All kinds of thought processes that have been used in losing weight. Keep your health, that sort of thing. Well, all of those are maintained for sure. But now looks back to the looks department. Calitrin is the international weight loss formula. No stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. So take advantage of the opportunity right now using the DJV code at toploss.com to not having to pay any shipping. The BOGO deal, buy three, get three free. Get on this program and stay on it for 6 months. You will lose the weight. You will keep it off. And there's so many ancillary things beneficially that come from using Calitrin to lose weight. Check them all out at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This theme music from what movie? I think this is from The Life Story of Kurt Cobain, right? On the guitar?
Is not with this music, but sure.
All right, movie moments. Chucker's not here with us today, so Victoria and I are going through the Q&A of what's going on when theaters are going to reopen. So what's going on with AMC and the mask regulation? What do you see and hear about that, Jen, Victoria?
Well, so AMC has their plan was to reopen 450 out of the 600 locations that they have on July 15th. So that's still the plan. They originally said, and they kind of got the messaging really wrong, I think. So the big movies, Mulan, Disney's live action Mulan, and Christopher Nolan's Tenet, those are the two big movies that are going to be opening in July. Right. And yep. So AMC has kind of planned their reopening of the theaters around those two movies. Well, what happened was the CEO of AMC said that, he didn't want to be political. So he said that he was not going to require guests or staff to wear a mask. Well, once again, as we talk about the power of he thinks that wearing a mask is a political issue. It has become political. Look, if you're a Trumpster, you're not wearing a mask. And if you're not, then you probably are wearing a mask. And then in the middle, you know, look, Fox News last Friday night put out a poll that said 70% of Republicans don't agree with Trump not wearing a mask. So 70% of his own party thinks it's smart to wear a mask. And so, and essentially, those types of numbers came out when the guy from AMC said, oh, well, you don't have to wear a mask and everyone can just do what they want to do. And so the consumers had this huge backlash, so much so, and basically said that they would not step foot in a theater if people weren't all required to wear masks. And So now they have they've retooled their message. They issued a new statement saying that they're listening to the consumers and their customers, and that it's become pretty obvious to them that the customers want people wearing masks. And so now that is going to be the rule. So when they open on July 15th, everyone, once, you know, walking into the building, and while you're sitting there watching the movie, everyone has to have a mask on, and the employees will have to do the same. They'll have sanitizing stations set up. They'll have wipes, tissues, things like that. They'll have disposable gloves available for guests if they feel like they want to wear gloves. And so now they're going almost the complete opposite from their initial statement, which was to do nothing. Now they're going the full extent.
All right, you know how I like psychic happenings and checking on astrology and that sort of thing. So I found a list of each zodiac sign. I probably won't have time to get to each one, but I'll give you some highlights of what might be your favorite movies or the type of movie that you like. So when your birthday's in May, right? When's your birthday?
January.
January, that's
I'm a Capricorn, okay. Like your daughter.
That's right. Okay, yes, and you are like... yes. The Capricorn likes old classic movies. Let's see here. I don't know about you. Walking Dead and stuff. That's what it says here. I don't see you.
No.
And Capricorn like that stuff. No. If you're an Aquarius, I wonder if this thing has any value. Let me see what it says about Scorpios. Shows where killers are caught, crimes are solved, and justice is done. Let's see. The Maltese Falcon. Yeah, I did like that. The Big Sleep. Those are all Humphrey Bogart movies. The Bourne Identity, yep, Catch a Thief, let's see, Psycho, nope, Skyfall is on that list, yep, Bridge of Spies.
So what movies did they name, so besides Walking Dead, that's all I got for a Capricorn?
No, you got Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The
no!
Mummy, Dracula,
nope.
That's
nope.
Why I said this is
yeah, that's
Nightmare
a hard
on
no
Elm
on
Street.
All of those.
This
nope.
is lousy, this is a stupid list. All right, so...
Well, what does it say for Leo? Because my husband's a Leo, so I can maybe guess if it works for him.
It says for Leo. That was the old regime here too. The lion knows what he or she wants. Let's see here: The Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, Wizard of Oz.
So it's all fantasy.
Yeah, Princess Bride. Yes, no.
A little bit. Yeah. He loves Harry Potter. He loves, I don't know about The Hobbit, but yeah, there's a little bit of fantasy in there. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. That's not too far off.
I think Game of Thrones, though, that's awful violent. He liked.
Yeah, we didn't even want to watch that.
No. But Harry Potter has its kind of, doesn't it have kind of scary moments in it?
No, it's for kids.
I don't like that stuff, though.
Oh, jeez. It's for 7-year-olds. You could survive.
You think?
You could make it.
You think I can make
have
it?
Your, right. Have your 5-year-old grandson walk you through it.
Yeah, right. He doesn't see any of that stuff yet. He's too young. 59 past.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.